is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Josh Rogan of the Washington Post, the Global Opinions column. Most importantly, the author of the new book, highly recommended, Chaos Under Heaven, Trump, Xi, and the Battle for the 21st Century. Especially if I can tell you what to read the chapter on the virus first, because Josh, very early on, did the reporting we still do not have answers for, but there are really good questions in that chapter, and we're about to turn to one of them. Josh, a very good evening to you. What is gain of function? Good evening.
Well, good evening, John. Well, gain of function is a field of research that includes some research in virology, whereby scientists take viruses that are found in the wild and modify them in a way that increases their transmissibility and their virulency. In other words, it's the research where we take natural viruses and change them to make them more dangerous. And there's a lot of types of this research, and some of them are relatively benign and some of them are relatively common, and some of them are relatively risky and dangerous and controversial. And that's the kind that was going on in a network of labs in the United States and in China for about 10 to 15 years. Now, the reason that we're talking about that is because at one of those labs, there was a lot of evidence that they were finding new bat coronaviruses and making them more dangerous to humans. And then, of course, the bat coronavirus pandemic spilled out 10 miles from the lab in Wuhan, China. So all of that is just to say this is what led a lot of people to believe, both inside the U.S. government and inside the scientific community for sure, that there might be a connection to this research and the outbreak. And there's been a year-long drive on the one hand to seek more information about that, those connections, to find out if, and we don't know, but to find out if that kind of research that we know was being done in Wuhan was connected to the outbreak. But there's also been a year-long drive by the Chinese government and the best friends of the Wuhan labs to prevent any real investigation from going on. Now, the crazy thing is that when we talk about this in the U.S. media, it comes up only in the context of a yelling match on TV between Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci, the head of the NIAID, which is the government agency that is in charge of all the virus research and pays for most of the virus research around the world. And what Rand Paul did was he accused of Anthony Fauci in a public Senate hearing on Tuesday of paying for gain-of-function research in Wuhan at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And Anthony Fauci denied it and called Rand Paul a liar, and the media had a field day mostly siding with Fauci. And what I wrote today in the Washington Post is that, you know, it's actually arguable. It's actually not clear. It's actually debatable whether or not the work that Fauci was paying for at the Wuhan Institute of Virology over the last 5 years through the EcoHealth Alliance qualifies under the technical definition of gain-of-function research. But then I go on to argue again in the Washington Post on Friday that it doesn't matter, because the point is that whatever they were, you call it, the research that they were funding in China was dangerous. And whatever you want to call it, they were modifying viruses to make them more dangerous to humans. And to the common ear, that sounds like gain-of-function, but whether or not you can prove that in a court of law is irrelevant. What we know is that there was plenty of risky research going on that was sponsored by people like Anthony Fauci and others and USAID and the Pentagon that nobody was watching, that nobody was paying attention to, that we now know based on intelligence was helping the Chinese government develop another side of the lab, the side that they didn't tell us about. So the term gain of function research has become a red herring. It's become a shiny object for people to argue over. But the point is, we have to examine our collaboration with a network of Wuhan labs, and people like Anthony Fauci are trying to distract us from doing that by arguing over semantics.
We have a report in the Washington Post in these last hours. Chinese officials on Thursday, within 24 hours, rejected a World Health Organization proposal for next steps in the search for the origins of the coronavirus, deepening questions about if and how the roots of the pandemic will be fully investigated and complicating a standoff among the WHO, China, and the United States. In addition, I add that the head of the WHO has said that it was too early to dismiss the lab leak theory along with natural origins. This must be mixed in with what you just presented about the gain of function debate. It would appear there's momentum. So I go to the larger case of the U.S. investigation. There is a 90-day limit for the intelligence community to deliver the president what we know and how we know. But you've also written that there are several parts of Congress, not all working together, who are also interested in the origin. All of that comes together. What do we need, Josh? What can move this story? If the WHO wants it, if both parties want it, if the American people want it, what's next?
Right. So as you rightly point out, the World Health Organization is taking a second attempt because they already spent a year trying to investigate the origins and failed. Now they're going to take a new approach, appoint a new team, and try to fix the glaring and obvious flaws in their last investigation. One of those flaws was that they subjugated it to the veto power of the Chinese Communist Party, which managed it to the point where it was basically useless. The second flaw was that they hired the best friends of the lab, including the head of the EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, to be the investigators of the lab. And they went to the lab for a couple of hours, didn't get any access, and said, we don't have to look at the lab. And Dr. Tedros said that that was insufficient. Dr. Tedros, the head of WHO, said they didn't do their jobs and the report wasn't good enough. So, you know, the Biden administration is on the one hand is trying to endorse the WHO trying again, and on the other hand is doing an intelligence investigation of its own. And you could add those two things up and say they're being doubly active. But what I see is actually an attempt to sort of appear active to establish an alibi. But the bottom line is that everyone that I talk to inside the Biden administration freely admits that there is no prospect that WHO was going to get. There was no prospect they were going to get the Chinese government's cooperation this time around. In fact, they did not get the Chinese government's cooperation this time around. Their investigation into the labs is stillborn. They have no plan to pressure or coerce or bribe or convince or persuade the Chinese government to play ball. So then that throws it back to the Biden administration. And as you pointed out, they're going through a 90-day limited review, but they don't know what they're going to do after that. And they are basically trying to do, in my view, as little as possible, because what we also see them do is ignore lots of congressional requests for information and ignore lots of congressional requests for the documents that show exactly what they know and what they don't know. So I think this is a political problem for the Biden administration. They don't want to spend the next year arguing with Beijing about the lab leak because they have other important issues they want to advance on the U.S.-China agenda and on the world's agenda vis-a-vis China. And they think that this is going to be a big a time suck for them. But what I say is that actually this is the most important thing in the agenda of China versus the world, that 4 million people died, including 630,000 Americans, and there's no statute of limitations on those deaths. And countries all over the world have a very clear national security and public interest in finding out how this started so that they can take the steps necessary to make sure it doesn't happen again. And so we're going to have to inevitably bring more pressure to bear on the Chinese Communist Party to allow a real investigation. And if they won't do that, then we're going to have to reevaluate all of our scientific collaboration with Chinese labs that have zero accountability and zero transparency in the middle of a crisis. So that's when, that's why when we are questioning our public health officials, we're questioning them not only about exactly what they call the research that they were sponsoring in China. We question them about what safeguards are in place to protect Americans from not only getting sick from accidents that happen in Chinese labs, but also from funding those accidents. And I think we're nowhere in that debate. And I think the WHO and the Biden administration are largely spinning their wheels, in fact.
The book is Chaos Under Heaven, Trump, Xi, and the Battle for the 21st Century. Josh Rogan is the author. There's much more to say about the search for origins. There's much more to say about the U.S. participating in worldwide experimentation search for knowledge about gain of function and viruses. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelor.